Hello.
Hello, Matthew. It's Zach.
Yes, this is Zach. How are you?
Hey, Zach, how are you? It's Patsy Taylor.
Good. I was calling because we had chatted about your property on Sheffield Place.
Yes, sir.
You still selling it?
I'm still strongly considering it, and strongly, super strong, like power lifter strong.
Okay. What's going to be the deciding factor?
Oh, the money, of course.
Okay. Makes sense. Okay. Well, I just kind of wanted to reach back out to you and kind of pick up where we left off and see if, we could get the process started, but I know you're in a meeting earlier, so sorry if I called you inconveniently.
No worries.
So tell me a little bit what's going on with the property.
Nothing's going on with the property. The property was just rebuilt. Certificate of occupancy issued like first week of June, something like that of this year. And my grandchild and my oldest son is in Colorado, and my mother's in Colorado, and there's just no need for me to continue. My twins are grown. They'll be 21 in November. There's no reason to just continue to stay here.
Sure. And what is your timeline looking like?
I'd like to be done with this by the end of the year, if possible. Meaning, having found what I want in Colorado and doing whatever I'm going to do with this place.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, so it sounds, and correct me if I'm wrong, even if, you were to get what you wanted, today, are you thinking you still, you wouldn't even be ready to make that decision this quick?
Yeah, not until I won't be ready to really go until I find something to go to out there. I know that there will probably be, a little limbo time. I'm prepared for that, but I don't want it to be like 6 months. I don't want to be in limbo that long. So I'm currently actively looking for something out there. So one of two things will occur. I will either sell this place and use the proceeds to put a down payment on the next property, or I'll just pull the equity out of this place and use that as my down payment and rent this place out.
Sure. So you're open to maybe renting it.
I'm open to so many things right now. I'm open to getting the most bang for my buck. I've consulted with a friend of mine that owns residential assisted living properties to see if he might like to rent it or purchase it. Like, I'm open to so many things.
Okay. And is that just because you're really looking forward to going to Colorado, or I guess what's got you so interested in just kind of being done with it? Because I know you want to be with your family, which is important, and I can understand that.
So what else is there?
Well, I guess my question is, I guess kind of back to time frame is, if you can do it sooner than later, are you willing to do that, or?
Yeah, I mean, if I find something out there that, I know it's, a couple months or whatever, however long escrow and all that takes, and, get this place squared away, and I'm just waiting for that to take place. Yes, of course, I'm willing to move faster, but I'm not going to sell this place without any idea of where I'm going to land.
Right. So, part of, our core value in business is, you know, we assist people getting from A to B. I mean, have you, is that even something that you might be interested in?
What do you mean, like?
It's moving assistance. So, you know, if we buy the property of, you know, a homeowner, we often, you know, it's just every situation is different, but we offer them the courtesy of, you know, moving assistance. I mean, not necessarily everybody, but you know, some people's property where they currently reside at, they qualify for that program. Is that something that you might be interested in?
Yeah, I'm interested in all the assistance, all the help, all the extras, life extras.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay. So kind of what it looks like is, you know, if we were to buy your house and, you know, we were to go through with something, then, you know, in that little kind of escrow time, we would be, you know, trying to find you a new place and, you know, showing you some stuff, seeing if you like it, if it would make sense for you. I mean,
Okay.
does that kind of make sense?
Yes, it does. That sounds wonderful.
Okay, cool. And I mean, based off of what you're telling me, I mean, it doesn't sound like you wouldn't, you know, be able to get this done sooner than later. So it's, you know, it's really up to you. You know, and if you want to, you know, kind of proceed in that direction.
Yeah, I figured as much. And that's why I am, you know, weighing all my options and talking to different people and determining what they can do versus what I would like to be done and where we all can meet in the middle, so to speak. And that's how I ended up going across you guys' page and was like, hey, let me see what kind of numbers they're talking about.
Sure. So I would say, you know, I mean, have you even thought about what, you know, you would want for this place?
The last appraisal was done at, where is that? I have so much crap on this desk. I mean, I feel like it was like 280, 270. It was under three. And I'm not sure if that accounted for. And I'm also considering, I have a professional sized dog wash hard plumbed into the utility room. So this area of the house, which serves as my office, can also, you know, make business money. So there's a lot of things with this house that I don't think were considered, but I know I need like 300. I would like 350 in a perfect world, but I'd take three.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, 350, that would be really pushing it. I think probably for anybody's budget, but yeah, I think 300 would be a good offer. You know, just being honest with you. And you know, it really sounds, you know, I know this area well. You know, I have properties in the area, so I mean, it's a good area, no question. But to, you know, to really bring that value of what you're, you know, you're looking for, I don't think it's not impossible, but you know,
And some of from the aspect of aesthetics.
Mm-hmm.
Everything inside is brand new. Windows are brand new. I paid for the windows out of my pocket, by the way. That wasn't insurance. I needed new windows. But I had them put it in while they were rebuilding it. No carpet, hardwood all throughout, the beautiful gray hardwood, new cabinets. Everything in here is brand new with the doggy room built into the living room.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new shed was custom built and delivered in June, I believe. Maybe May. Maybe mid-May. The old shed is still back there. I won't tear it down because it is literally a historic landmark. That shed's been there for over 30 years. That shed's older than all my kids, so I won't tear it down. But still use it, too. But there's a brand-new shed back there. Very nice, old-rich lifestyle shed.
Sure.
They did a really good job. HVAC system, brand new, and the correct size for the home because that wasn't the case initially.
Mm-hmm.
Electrical, plumbing, everything. Gas line, there was a gas range added because the house caught fire because of an electric cooktop. So I had gas range put in.
So let me ask you something. I mean, you know, I know it's a nice house. It's, you know, I don't question it. You know, I've seen pictures of it online. When could I come out and take a look and kind of just roll you in the right direction if, you know, if you want to actually get something, you know, done?
Probably next week sometime. This is the end of the month for me. I'm an employment consultant, and I work with people with ID and DD and the planet population, Medicare, Medicaid population, and it's close to the end of the month, so we're like slammed with admin meetings and reports. So Monday, Tuesday, I'm gonna look at my calendar. Yeah. Installation. Oh, hold on. Manage.
You're good. Okay.
Hello.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, so what was I doing? Looking at my calendar. Sorry. Poor guy. I'm a 3-dog household. How are you with dogs?
Dogs are not a problem.
Okay. Because they're going to want to smell you and touch you and stuff.
We got 2 labs here. A quick little story I'll tell you. It's only about 60 seconds. Long story short, we were buying this property, and a guy was, you know, basically cheating on his wife. The house was his. There's really no money in it. He's going to another country. They're getting they're splitting up. She didn't even really know it. But he had met some woman, in another country. And they had a dog, was locked up, mistreated, and my partner, buys the property, and he said he wanted the dog too, and the guy gave it to him, so he rescued her out of that little situation that she was in. Her name's Pepsi. She's a chocolate lab, and she has a sister named Willow, which is a yellow lab. They have something else too, but they're labs. They're really good dogs.
Awesome. I love that because I'm the crazy neighborhood dog lady. And
Oh, you are?
oh, yeah. Oh, and all the dogs. It's so bad that when dogs run away from their house, they come here. I've had a husky come knock on my back door several occasions and come and stay. He didn't want to go home because his owner wasn't nice. The dogs, I do dogs.
Well, that's great. And what kind of dogs did you have?
I have an Amstaff named Lauren Marley. I have a, I call him a miniature dingo because he looks like a little dingo, but he's half Pomeranian, half Yorkie. That's Nipsey Hussle. And then we have Miles Conrad Morales, who is Rhodesian Ridgeback and German Pointer mix.
All right. And how old are all of them?
Miles is one. He's 90 pounds of puppy. Nipsey will be. This is 2024. Nipsey will be 4 in December, and Marley just turned 6.
Okay, Marley. Well, good. I look forward to meeting them. Yeah, we'll just kind you're open to all options. Whether it's putting it on the market or whether, we do something creative, that makes sense for you. I have, all options on the table.
Yeah, do something that makes me money monthly.
Yeah.
That,
Is that
that would be really, really cool. So, what are you looking like Monday around 4 p.m.?
4 p.m.? Looks like I'm on your calendar.
You already are on my calendar. I had to make sure it was cool with you. I'd be sitting here waiting and you didn't know.
4 p.m. You got me and you got my partner Forrest. We'll come out there and we'll just walk through this thing and you're open to everything, so we are too.
Awesome sauce.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Miss Taylor. I could talk to you all day, but I'd probably get yelled at.
Hey, don't get yelled at on the count of me because I'll be doing my own yelling. So you go ahead. And
All right.
I'm going to head on out here to Richmond and have this meeting with these folks and hopefully it goes well.
Well, enjoy your day. I'll see you Monday. If I don't hear from you, just know I'm coming.
For sure. Awesome. I'll see you then.
All right. See you then.
Okay. Bye-bye.